with someone like Frank Kazarian, who you grew up watching, mm-hmm. what's it like making a big splash in AEW and being in the same division as him?
I mean, it's awesome. Those dudes, not to age them so much, but when I was a teenager, those were the guys that we grew up watching. They were doing like the innovative stuff back in the early 2000s. And actually, Christopher Daniels is my favorite wrestler. So Frankie Kazarian being his partner for so many years with bad influence and everything, it's just awesome, man. Just to be under that learning tree, and that I've gotten to the point in my career that I can be under a learning tree and then wrestle and be looked at on the same level as guys like that. It's very humbling, and it's awesome. It's such a great experience.
So what have you learned from guys like him?
Well, I mean, we've only maybe technically our first day of work would be October 2nd. Yeah. You know what I mean? But we got to wrestle them for Beyond Wrestling, which was really cool. And we felt the chemistry with them in the ring, and we just can't wait to tear it up with them.
Absolutely, absolutely.
SCU, especially Scorpio Sky as well.
Of course,
they're an awesome trio.
Of course. So how did it feel? What was the atmosphere like when you debuted at All Out?
It was awesome. We were hiding for most of the time, so we didn't really get to see everybody until after we debuted, like after we did the run-in, and then we came to the back. A bunch of people were just like, yeah, you're with us now, and it was a really good feeling because we have a lot of friends there, so it was very, very, very easy transition for us, and everyone was excited about it from the top to all the way to the bottom, and it's awesome. We're really excited to be working there. Yeah.
So what's the feeling with the name change from LAX to Proud and Powerful?
Well, technically, Proud and Powerful is technically not our tag team name.
Okay.
Proud and Powerful is more of a moniker, more of a motto, more of a, just a way of life, you know what I mean? And that just comes across growing up Latino. And I just think it goes through all culture and all racial barriers. Everyone generally is very proud of who they are as an individual and where they come from and their family background. And that's just kind of what we're trying to get across. So it's not necessarily our tag team name, but definitely more so of a motto and just a way of life for us. We're just proud and powerful individuals.
I gotcha. So you guys have been very vocal. One of your biggest messages is being a proud Latino.
Yep.
So one message that you guys sent when you made your debut was the dead president's mask. What was that about?
Well, one of them are not dead. Bill Clinton.
Oh, that's true.
Honestly, we were on a Patrick Swayze kick. So, of course, Point Break. And also our mentors of ours, Eddie Kingston and Homicide, when they were Outlaw Inc., they came out with President's Mask. So it was a combination of those things. And we wanted to have presidents of our era.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Presidents we grew up in while we were alive. But it would have been better if both presidents were dead because then it would make sense.
It would have been better,
and yeah, dead presidents would represent me, you know what?
Right.
Say what? But Bill Clinton's still rocking and rolling, so, you know.
Right. So why attack Penny Ray and the Bucks? What was the message behind that?
I mean, it's obvious.
Yeah.
Both teams called themselves the best tag teams in the world, and we were kind of getting sick and tired of that.
Yeah.
So we had to bring them down a notch and bring them down a level because those two teams are always in the conversation, you know what I mean? And then, as you can see, the Lucha Bros is like unlike any other act to come before. They're super over everywhere they go. They do phenomenal stuff in the ring, and Penta has this charisma to him that people just connect with. And then Phoenix he's like a fucking superhero. He does things that, you know, not a lot of human beings can do. But they've only been tagging for a short time as a tag team. You know, they grew up in wrestling together. They've been wrestling a long time. But as a unit, they just recently really been gaining that, what's the word I'm looking for? That notoriety,
yeah.
Yes. So we're just a little sick and tired of hearing that, man. I just feel like we were in the trenches in Impact. And some people would take notice of us. You know, we have our core fans. But now it's time for the world to realize what we can do and just get on a bigger stage. So, message sent, you know what I mean? That they called themselves the best tag team, but guess who was standing over them at the end of the match?
True. So, you mentioned you guys are big hip-hop fans.
Yes, sir.
What's your favorite album of 2019 so far?
2019? I don't know if I got one in 2019. Recently, I really like Logic. So he would be maybe the more recent artist that I'm really over on. I'm trying to think, what was his last album? Was it Bobby Tarantino 2? I can't remember. Whatever it was his last album, I think technically I'll be 2018. So I'm going to go back. As a recent music, Logic definitely. And Action Bronson. I love Action Bronson. So the White Bronco album was dope. Maybe that was 2019. So maybe I'll go Action. Yeah.
So, with the recent premiere of Dynamite next week, what's going through your mind with these next few days?
We were kind of just looking at this, being today will be our last independent show for a while at least, because, never say never, who knows. Maybe we'll have a Rock and Roll Express run when we're 60 and then start wrestling all over the place again. But definitely our last indie show for a really long time. So we're more focused on this, like getting over this moment. But of course, we're anticipating. It's a little anxiety. We're anxious to finally get there and do it and just be grinding it out. We're anxious to show the world on a bigger platform what we can do and what we've already been doing for the last couple of years. So, yeah, man, we're excited, anxious. Like, I can't wait. But also, we've been grinding so much in the indies that it's going to be not time off because we're going to be putting in the work, but we'll be able to focus and put all our energy into doing just TV. Because sometimes the grind can get really, really, really rough when you're doing television for Impact, and all of a sudden we're going to go do PWG, or we're flying to go do Progress, or we're going to go do a tour over here. So, like, that was taking a toll on our bodies. So we're excited that we're going to be only wrestling one time a week, and that we'll be able to rest and recuperate and really give our A game into doing television. So, yeah.
So, is there any final thoughts you want to say? Any messages you want to get out there before Dynamite starts?
I will say, if you support us, please support us. If you don't support us, give us a chance. And if you hate us, let the world know that you hate us.